Each year, congressional Democrats and Republicans look to settle their differences on the baseball diamond. More accurately, they raise money for charity through ticket sales to what might be described as, well, less than major league grade ball playing. The 2016 congressional baseball game takes place tonight at Nationals Park in Southeast D.C. Representative Joe Barton from Texas's 6th District is manager of the Republican team. He spoke to Federal News Radio's Eric White about the game's history and what players to watch out for.
This game has been played off and on for over 100 years, and it's been consecutively played, I believe, for about 53, 54 years. So it's a longstanding game. I'm in my 32nd year in Congress. I began playing in the game as a player back in 1987, and I've either played, coached, or managed every year since then. So this would be approaching my 30th year to be a part of the game. The reason that any of us participate, well, it's a lot of fun. You get to relive your childhood memory, so to speak, of baseball. And we raise a lot of money for charity. Last year, we raised a little over $400,000. And we think this year that we may surpass that. We might possibly raise as much as $500,000. Goes to the Boys and Girls Club of Washington, D.C. It goes to the Washington Literacy Council, which helps adults who have difficulty reading learn to read. And then it also goes to a Washington National Foundation for underprivileged children in the D.C. area. So we give money to three charities and have a lot of fun. And it's a pretty good brand of baseball. If you remember the fact that most of our players are in their 30s, 40s, and in some cases 50s and 60s. So we're not a bunch of young folks, but we love to play the game.
The Democrats have won 7 years in a row. You got a strategy to end that streak?
Well, I wish I could say I had a surefire remedy. The best remedy is to get better players than they have, and they've been able to. They haven't won many victories on the floor of the House of Representatives lately, but they have elected some younger members who are good baseball players. So give Nancy Pelosi, Penny Hoyer credit for if they're not winning a lot of elections, they're winning the elections where they have athletic candidates who can play baseball.
You'll take victories on the floor, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you have to have one or the other, obviously you want to prevail legislatively, not athletically. But it would sure be good for the Republicans if we could figure a way to win the game that we're about to play.
What position did you play when you were a avid player?
I was a pitcher.
Okay. And so who do you have pitching for you on the Republican side tonight?
Our starter is Mark Walker of North Carolina, but we have John Chimkus of Illinois and Pat Meehan of Pennsylvania, and perhaps even Marlon Stutzman of Indiana as backups. But our starter is Mark Walker from North Carolina, who has a little funky knuckleball that's kind of fun to watch.
Who would you say is the most surprised? Would people be the most surprised to see can actually ball a little bit?
Well, Steve Scalise, the Republican whip in the House from Louisiana, one of our power members in terms of the floor activity, number three person in the House on the Republican side, starts at us for second base and is a real good fielder. And a decent hitter. So I'd say people would be surprised at Steve Scalise. Rand Paul from Kentucky, the senator, is a good outfielder and an above-average hitter. So I think those two people would be folks would be a little bit surprised to see if they can play baseball. On the Democrat side, they have a young lady, Loretta Sanchez, who is always wears a Los Angeles Dodgers uniform, and she is a natural hitter. we do get her out some, but she's also got some legitimate hits. So I think she would surprise me.
And how important is this game? Everybody talks about partisan fighting in Congress. How important is this game to show people that you can all come together and really do some good for a greater cause?
Well, the Democrat manager is Mike Doyle of Pennsylvania. He and I served together on the Energy and Commerce Committee in the House. He's very competitive. He normally wears the Pittsburgh Pirates uniform. I wear the Texas Ranger uniform. And we compete against each other on the baseball field in terms of trying to win the game as managers. But we work together on issues on the Energy and Commerce Committee. And, of course, we work together with our staff to help raise the money for the charities. So the baseball game helps in the sense that it does help build a personal relationship and build a trusting relationship so that we give each other the benefit of the doubt on some of the legislative issues.
Are there any stakes for the game? If you guys lose, do you pick up the check for lunch or anything like that?
You know, that's probably not a bad idea, but we haven't done that. But if you win 3 out of 5 games in a row, you get a trophy that's presented by the newspaper Roll Call, and you get the winning manager gets to keep that trophy in his or her office till the next game. And so I guess the trophy would be one of the stakes. And the other thing is that fairly soon after the game is played, the House suspends regular order and lets the winning manager stand up and gloat a little bit, and then the losing manager has to accept that public display of gloating with hopefully grace and good humor. And I've had to listen to Mike Doyle declare victory now on the House floor for 7 years, so I'm I'm ready to turn the tables on.
You're tired of it, aren't you?
I am. I would like to be the one doing the gloating for a change.
Can you tell us a little bit of information? How can folks come out and check out the ball game tonight?
Well, it's at Nationals Park. It's open to the public. Last year, the President of the United States, President Obama, showed up. And, of course, the Democrats went wild when he showed up. But anybody's welcome to attend. The tickets are, I think, are $10 a piece. And you could buy a ticket just walking up. It's obviously at the Nationals Park where they play. And, we'll have 5,000 to 10,000 people out there. So it is a fairly, it's not like the Nationals are playing and it's a sellout, but there's a sizable crowd and it's a lot of fun. And, bring your family, come on out and enjoy the game.
Well, Congressman Barton, good luck to you. And I thank you for taking the time to talk to me today.
It's always good to talk to you.
Representative Joe Barton is from Texas's 6th District and is the manager of the Republican team for tonight's congressional baseball game.